The first thing you do when you decide to compile a ton of data about teenagers is pick a social media platform.
We decided we're going to use Instagram, which is the most popular social media platform for teenagers.
Jaybo Luo is a professor of computer science at University of Rochester. He's also the father of a teenage girl. Luo recently co-authored a study about using data from Instagram to monitor teenage drinking. Here's how it works. First, he used image processing software to figure out the age, gender, and race of an Instagram user.
In this case, we use face recognition techniques, and we rely on the very fact that teenagers like to post a lot of selfies.
After that, he looked at captions. Luo and his team compiled a list of alcohol-related words, with some help from online slang dictionaries, and cross-referenced it with brand names.
Booze, bourbon, Bacardi, shot, so on and so forth.
Once that was out of the way, Luo's team surveyed over 100,000 users, and they looked at patterns. Some of them were pretty typical. Teenagers who drink do so more on the weekends and around holidays, just like their adult counterparts. But there was some new, more specific information.
I think at a very high level, we could say that teenagers don't favor beers, and in particular, young girls tend to like vodka and other spirits.
Luo says the real value in this research is in its practical application.
What we are thinking is the schools and youth organizations can use this information to design or develop intervention or prevention strategies.
I think it's really important that we take a look at that information and see how it correlates with the rest of the data across the state.
That's Ronnie Boyers. She's the program director at Delphi Drug and Alcohol Council. They work with schools in Monroe and Wayne County, New York, developing prevention and outreach programs for drug and alcohol use in teenagers.
Data is really important, and we're pretty much very data-driven.
Boyer says the data they get now comes mostly from surveys, like the Youth Risk Behavior Survey put out by most districts. But it only goes out every 2 years, and Luo says surveys have limitations because the subject feels no obligation toward the study.
They may not answer it. They may not answer it truthfully.
Instagram, he contends, is like viewing teenagers in their natural habitat. And with this basic framework laid out, Luo says they can do even more with it in the future. For instance, they can compare teens who drink with teens who don't and see the differences in the images they post or what they're talking about. Then parents, faculty, and other adults can use that information to identify warning signs for risky behavior. It could also, unfortunately, give companies more information about some of their biggest fans. I asked Luo about this. He says, yeah, if some big vodka company wants to somehow target teenage girls, they have the information and the power to do that. But he sees his role as a counterbalance to all that.
We are in an age where the data is out there, and you cannot stop people from doing all kinds of things. And we choose to also work in this area, but we try to do social good with our research.
This isn't a tool to spy on your kid that tells you if they're drinking, but Luo hopes it could advance understanding about the factors surrounding teenage drinking as a whole and better equip educators to prevent it. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.